fans of the HBO series Tremé and serious fans of Roots music may already know the Iguanas. The New Orleans-based band is still going strong after more than 20 years and will release their ninth studio album this fall entitled Juarez. This Saturday, the Iguanas will bring their mix of rhythm and blues, Latin soul, and rock and roll to Donnie's Homespun in downtown Springfield. Bassist Renee Coleman joins us from the road and talks about the keys to the band's longevity.
I think in any kind of long-term relationship, you know, you have to like the people that you're around. I started playing in the band in 1990, so it's been coming up on 23 years for me. And actually, the two singers in the band go back several years before the formation of the Iguanas, and I'm the bass player. Myself and the drummer go back to 1985. Played a room last night in Minneapolis that I played with the same drummer in 1985. But, you have to still be excited about playing with those people, and we definitely have a lot of rapport, you know, and shared history and stuff.
I fell in love when I first heard you sing, and it takes a crazy fool to do such a thing.
If you should ever... Tell us a little bit about the Iguanas' involvement in the HBO series Tremé.
For me, it's been a great thing for New Orleans in lots of ways, you know, and I think it's the most accurate depiction of certain aspects of New Orleans that's probably ever been done. You know, the two creators of the show, David Simon and Eric Overmeyer, have been, we've like those guys have used music of ours going back to Homicide, Life on the Streets, and, used stuff in The Wire, which they did. So that we did appear in that second season, but they've been using music on, like, every season of Tremé has had at least one or two songs that they've used, you know, in the soundtrack. The Latin influence in the Iguanas primarily, or initially, I should say, comes from, like, Conjunto music, North Mexican and South Texan, you know, the button accordion and the bajo sexto, you know, guys like Flaco Jimenez, Texas Tornadoes, Doug Somm, that whole kind of thing. But then bringing that to New Orleans, which, you know, New Orleans hasn't really had a huge Mexican influence, but there has always been a big Caribbean influence in New Orleans. We consider the mambo like we would have the New Orleans-style mambo, but it's completely a Caribbean artifact that was brought there and been there so long that, it's part of the street beat. I mean, that's when they have, like, second lines and stuff, that's what people are really playing. It's really a form of mambo. So bringing the Mexican stuff to New Orleans and then sort of, allowing that indigenous Latin influence to cross-pollinate with the Mexican instrumentation